This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. Just when you think you've heard it all, you get something new. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. What am I talking about? You're wondering, Kevin, what could you possibly bring to me that's new in the crazy, wacky world of liberalism? What do you think you're going to tell me that I'm not aware of? Well, here you go. And when you hear this, I want you to contact me at kjradio.com. I want to get your opinions. Also, give us a call, 844-551-8255. By the way, if you haven't jotted that number down, 844-551-8255, what kind of racist are you? I want to hear from you. Anyway, here's what's interesting. You got this new form of privilege. It's called Christian privilege. That's right. Christian privilege. So here's what's interesting about Christian privilege. It's all-encompassing. Because Christians are the number one religion around the world. Now, the Muslims are trying to beat it out of you, but right now, we still reign. We're the number one. So, everywhere in the world, practically, there are Christians. In other words, it's not just white folks. So, now there's this thing called Christian privilege. George Washington University is going to hold a diversity workshop, GWU. And they're going to train students and faculty on the notion that Christians, and here's the interesting part, especially white ones, receive unmerited perks from institutions and systems all across the country. You Christians, especially you white ones, are being given things that you didn't even, you know, you're given privilege that probably you don't even know about. So this diversity workshop actually takes place today, and it's titled Christian Privilege, but our founding fathers were all Christian, right? And it's being hosted by the university's, quote, Multicultural Student Services Center. And the event will teach that Christians enjoy a privileged, easier life than their non-Christian counterparts, and that Christians, get this, you possess built-in advantages. That's the online description. You can look this up. Don't just believe me. Oh, yeah. And Kevin, he'll say anything on the air. How you going to believe? Oop, there it is on the internet. It's right there for you to see. Christian privilege, particularly white Christian privilege. See how they take this bigger concept and say, okay, we're going to say that there's Christian privilege, but it's mostly white folks. Because then that bakes into the narrative that by virtue of your skin color, you have all these institutional advantages. Yeah, like the institutional advantages of getting into college. You know, as a white person, it's easier for you to get into colleges than it is black people now. They don't want them colored folks in colleges. Oh, no, sir. Especially them colored Christians. But that's a whole other subject. Founding fathers, all Christian. You know, we were founded on Judeo-Christian values here in America. And Muslims, and Wiccans, and Buddhists, and everything else. No, let me tell you what Judeo-Christian values teaches. Judeo-Christian values teach, or teaches, I said teaches, didn't I? Judeo-Christian values teach, to use proper English, they teach you that you can be tolerant of other religions. You don't have to practice them, but you can be tolerant of them as long as they are not doing things counter to your religion, to your belief system. For example, I don't believe stoning women is a good thing. I don't believe in honor killings. I don't believe in the Hinduism thing of, or whatever they call it. It's a caste system in India where they will kill you if you try to marry outside of your class, or what they call caste. But I do believe in the Amish. They seem to be pretty peaceful, except for that show I watched, where they can get downright ugly. But other than those, that little sliver, the rest of the Amish seem to be pretty straightforward, pretty cool. But you Christians, oh yeah, and I'm one of you, yeah, we get these unmerited perks. You know what's funny? I wish somebody would print a book of all of the unmerited perks that comes from being a Republican, comes from being conservative, that comes from being a Christian. I'd even like one that comes from being white, because I may very well declare myself white one day. You never know. I wrote a book about it called Race Pimping. You can be any color you want. Pretty soon, I'm going to make you a bet. It's going to be stylish to be white again. It may be 200 years from now, but if you can live long enough, there'll come a time where it'll be like, yeah, man, I'm professing to be white today. And they go, oh, dude, you're going to profess to be white? Yeah, man, because that's where the perks are. That's how you get welfare. That's how you get people to pay for your baby mama and stuff. And white people are going to be, yeah, baby, it's good over here. Living in the hood. The hood will be white. That's a warning to you white folks out there. If you keep this kind of stuff up, if you keep letting people do these things to you, don't be mad when you find out that you're on the bottom rung, as they say. The Christian Privilege Workshop is one of 15 free training opportunities offered through the center to, quote, equip students and staff with the necessary skills to promote diversity and inclusion in the different environments. So these are the people that browbeat Christians at every turn, don't want God on money, don't want God taught in schools, don't want or religion taught in schools. Well, not Christianity, of course. They don't. No, by the way, nobody ever argues we are not going to teach Judaism in school. It's never argued. We don't teach Judaism. We don't teach, really, we don't even teach Christianity. You can allude to God or whatever, but look, I don't want to get off track. This, at the college level, is what I want to stick with. At the college level, they want to train kids that if you're a Christian, you're getting untold privileges, you know, that you don't even realize. And therefore, what's the end game? You shouldn't want to be a Christian. What are you doing wanting to be a Christian, if that's indeed the case? Other workshops offered through this, the center, get this, focus on heterosexual privilege, cisgender privileged, get this, able-bodied privilege, socioeconomic privilege, and unconscious bias. That's what they're going to teach you. Let me tell you, this world is warped. It's absolutely warped. We are finding the craziest ideas are being presented, and nobody's fighting this. Who's fighting Christian privilege at the college and university level? I don't know anybody. You have anything that counters this? Soon you will, because I'm working on a project where we're going to be doing exactly that. This education system's gone hog wild. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. Back in just a minute.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Parkland school shooting outcome for the lefties. They don't like it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Liberals never look at things to the vet, to the bitter end. They just want to make their little changes and sport their little narratives and go, ooh, look at me, I'm oppressed, this is what's going on. And, oh my gosh, look at the cops killing everybody and all the shootings in the schools and all that. By the way, what do we learn about this kid Cruz in the school? The very people who are now trying to get gun control and all this are the people who bullied him. This little chick, what's her name, Emma Gonzalez? Got the little, you know, gay chick haircut, the lesbian haircut, wearing the Cuba, I love Cuba patch on her thing. She was the one, she admits it, I used to bully him. Yeah, we did it, but we didn't like the kid, blah, blah. They caused this kid to come back to that school and shoot him. And then what do you do? We need gun control. They created the monster. And by the way, he's not a monster. Let me tell you a story. So one of my guys that works on my team, I'll have him on to tell you the story, but I'm going to tell you his story the way he told it to me. He says, Kevin, I look at that kid Nicholas Cruz, and he goes, I'm going to tell you something. I was almost that kid. And I go, how so? He goes, man, you know my life. He goes, I've been molested multiple times by different older boys. You know, nobody cared. He goes, I was angry to the point where you didn't even realize it. He says, I was in school, younger boys, you know, they picked on me all the time. But he goes, they pushed me to the limit this one day. He says, the next day, I don't know whether he said it was his dad's, and I'll have him tell the story one day. But he says, I got a firearm. I want to say it was from his parents. I think it was his dad. His dad was a very abusive guy, too. He says, I get my dad's gun. I have that gun with me. And he says, I'm going to go shoot these kids. It's a true story. He says, they had pushed me to the limit. That was the end. Didn't matter what was happening. He goes, didn't even think about the consequence. He goes, they bullied me. They took me to the point where I said, I'm going to shoot them. And he goes, get this. A kid who sold dope, it was a drug dealer, he comes up to him and he says, hey, man, he says, I see you brought a gun to school. He says, I saw it. And the guy goes, yeah. And he goes, my buddy goes, yeah, I did. He goes, they're sending people up to this school right now. He goes, I heard this. They're coming to get you. They know about it. And he says to this kid, if you'll take this gun and put it away and take it back to my house, he goes, I'll give you, I think he said, I'm going to give you some dope. You understand, my buddy, he was a bad kid. You know, he was growing up to be a bad kid. He ended up being a bad man. Anyway, he says, you take this, I'll give you, an ounce of dope. And the kid goes, done. He takes the gun and he goes and he drops that gun off at his dad's, back at his house, and hid it. And when the people came to question him at the school, he had no gun. Now, here's what the interesting part of this story. I tell people, I almost wrote a book about something like this, and it was 15 seconds is what I called it. Now, we were going to call it Split Second, but Baldacci wrote a book about it called Split Second, and I don't want to call it the same title. But it was one of these things where what changed your life? Something in an instant probably changed your life, and you know the story. So here's a guy. We're talking about a kid named Nicholas Cruz who was driven to go into a school. It's been happening all over the country. And shoot people that he's upset with. And I got a guy on my staff who that story could be about. And only by the grace of God was he saved. Now, he's a minister now. He's doing great. You know, but, you know, well, he could be doing better. We could all be doing better. But he's doing great. He's not in prison. But he could have been that kid. And I was like, man, don't, I get it. There, but by the grace of God, go I. So here's the deal. Emma Gonzalez, the girl who bullied this kid to the point where he shot somebody, is being honored for Women's History Month. Women's History Month. She's being honored for bullying a classmate until he snapped and then came to school to find her and the many people who bullied him, and he shoots them. And obviously, you know the rest of the story, but she's being honored. You want to know the outcome of this? That they led this march, a national march, in order to talk about gun control. They ain't talking about bullying. They're not talking about what Emma Gonzalez did to a kid to drive him to the point of desperation. Because that's what it was. Nobody gets to that, without it being a point of desperation. And she's honored. Anyway, there's more to the story. So now the kids are returning to school, and they say the school feels like jail. Yes, feels like jail. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. First day back since organizing, quote, the largest youth-led protest in U.S. history. That's what CNN says. I don't believe it. But they said, but these teenagers won't be returning to a normal school experience, high school experience. Instead, they'll be met with strict security measures which are intended to protect them from another mass shooting, but have some students feeling as if they'll be learning in a prison. Hey, surprise, students. You've been learning in a prison for a long time. Going to school is really so hard. Now it's going to be so much worse, said Isabel Robinson, a senior. A lot of people I've talked to are dreading going back. Well, you know what, little kiddos? That's what you get. They're dreading going back. 5 weeks after Nicholas Cruz entered the Parkland High School, Florida school and killed 17 students and faculty, MSD students led March for Our Lives rallies on March 24th in Washington and across the country. Their, quote, Never Again movement has raised millions of dollars, won accolades, attracted celebrity support, pushed the issue of gun control into the national spotlight. And after they took a week off for spring break to go spend all their money and go do what kids do, now they got to contend with what they're saying is a complex mix of grief over their slain classmates and the excitement over the burgeoning movement. No, they don't. What they got to contend with is a school that's set up to not educate them, to get them to become social justice warriors on a subject that they know nothing about. It's not even been fully explained. Most of these kids don't know enough about firearms to say grace about. And they're being used, and then they go back to their prisons. What used to be a more free environment is now a prison. What they're bringing to schools like Parkland, not inner city schools, they're going to bring these all over the country. You're going to have to be searched, etc., because they don't want to put school resource officers in there who can actually shoot people and kill them and reduce the crime. No, they want these kids to feel like school is a prison. And it's because of the guns. It isn't because of the bullying. It isn't because of the things that they're doing. No, it's because of the guns. That's the evil thing about this, the guns. Yeah. Their legislative goals, they say, haven't been realized. There's still a sense of melancholy because of what's going to happen to us. It's not like there was some magical bill that was passed to fix everything. No, because kids, the leftists don't want to fix anything. They just want you to complain. And then they'll get more money that isn't going to get spent on you. It's pretty soon these guys will learn the cycle, and I'm going to be one to teach it to them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And David, the president linked this as well to the future of the free trade deal with Mexico and Canada.
Well, the president is revealing to many of his supporters the true cost of Donald Trump's own presidency for things they believe in. What triggered the president's tweets has been was a comment on Fox and Friends this morning about what has been an emerging issue in the conservative press, a movement of some hundreds of people from Central America through Mexico, unchecked by Mexican authorities, hoping to get to the United States border and then to make a request for asylum. It reminds us of the rushes to the border from Central America in the summers of 2014 and 2015 that were triggered by President Obama's DACA executive orders. He made it clear that it was going to be easier to stay in the United States, and many thousands of people left Central America to try to take advantage of that. That was brought to an end with the cooperation of Mexican law enforcement. Mexico is must be a partner in defending the country against illegal immigration. If you alienate Mexico over the wall over NAFTA, what you end up doing is electing this summer a much more nationalistic, much more radical Mexican president who will not cooperate. And these rushes to the border, which Trump is railing against, will be a cost of the Trump presidency.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The left are delusional. I've done an entire series on delusion, an entire show. I talked about the delusion of leftism. And what does that delusion create? Look, you don't want delusion in your life. If somebody says, if you believe, for example, you are hotter than you are, and you're delusional, you get ridiculed. Delusion, it doesn't matter what side of it, the state of delusion is not good, and the left live in a state of delusion. This is a guy who's blaming the people, blaming Donald Trump for 1,000 people who want to come to America, who are testing our immigration system. By the way, the organizer of this caravan, they are calling it, is a guy named Alex Mensing, an American citizen. And people have been saying this guy should be arrested for causing a national security threat. There are people that say ISIS is now trying to embed people inside of that caravan in order to get to the United States. Why? Because we have this stupid loophole. The loophole says, if you say the right thing, you can get into America. So you just say, I feel like I'm under threat. I forget where I saw this clip. Did we get this clip? There's a guy, he's talking, and he says, the only thing you have to do is you put one foot across the border. The Border Patrol was saying this. You put one foot across the border, we must arrest you. We arrest you. Then we detain you, and then you have to say the magic words of, I need political asylum or something like that. They release you at some point. They give you a court date. He said, the court date is within 2 years. Nobody shows up. You're now in the system. Everybody knows the loophole. Explain to me how there can be a loophole in getting into our America. Why would you pay a coyote if this loophole exists? You could drive to the border, cross the border illegally, get detained, get arrested, ultimately get your get out of jail free card and never show up again. And that's what many people are doing. So now we're under threat from that. It was funny. Donald Trump obviously tweeted out. He says, look, there's a caravan coming from Mexico. Mexico is going to be fixing its immigration problem or else. And a guy by the name of Adolfo Flores tweeted this. Mexican immigration authorities said they plan on disbanding the Central American caravan by Wednesday in Oaxaca. The most vulnerable will get humanitarian visas. But apparently they're going to disband it. They're sending them back. How would they have even gotten into Mexico is one thing. But now the guy before says, well, Mexico's not going to cooperate. Oh, yeah, they will. See, CNN and that guy was on CNN. They want you to believe that, by the way, it was David Frum of The Atlantic. They want you to believe that this is a problem created by Donald Trump. The problem of people coming to America and thwarting our immigration laws is not a problem of Donald Trump. It's not a problem of you conservative people. It is a problem of leftism. End of story. That's the reason why people do it. They come here because they believe they can thwart our laws, get in the system, get into America, and then the system will take care of itself. Eventually, I will become legal. Now, Trump has sent them home. If they're not going to be able to work, and at some point there's going to be work requirements, the pressure will be put on the capitalists to say, you're not hiring these folks. But if indeed Adolfo Flores, he's supposedly somebody that knows Mexican law, if he says it looks like Mexico is going to intervene, then maybe what Donald Trump said about NAFTA is correct. Now, here's what I'll tell you. Donald Trump essentially can say, I mean, because you could play this thing both ways. Well, now they got to leave NAFTA, right? If Donald Trump uses that as a, how long can he use our trade as a negotiation tool when we no longer run a deficit? But there's a lot more that we end up being as a good trading partner with Mexico or as a good neighbor than just our trade. We send a lot of money there. It used to be we send a lot of tourism there. People don't want to go. I don't know how many people I can tell you, but there were a lot. Over the last month when they had the issues where they said, don't go to Mexico. It's dangerous even in the resort areas. When does Mexico wake up and go, man, we need this? We used to rely on people going to Cancun and Cozumel and Cabo and other places. Puerto Vallarta and Acapulco aren't even mentioned. Those used to be the big hot spots. They're not even mentioned. So you have, you know, that is an issue. Anyway, we control these border towns with the maquiladoras and the amount of business we do with them. Trump's already got factories coming back. He's threatening them with this economy. And you heard the guy say in that quote, in that clip, Mexico government's very outspoken. They got a hard liner, even more harder than who? Harder than Vicente Fox? They got a hard liner. He says he's not going to protect the Mexico. You know, he's going to let these people go through Mexico. What's it going to do to the U.S.? Nothing. We'll build a wall. We'll put in safeguards, increase border patrol. We'll make sure companies can't hire them. We'll make your life a living hell, and you will be forced to go back. That's the way other countries do it. Joe Scarborough tweeted this. The heroes at the FBI are America's first line of defense against terrorist attacks, drug dealers, murderous gangs, and corrupt leaders. Thank you to the men and women of the at FBI. The problem he didn't talk about was the people that they should be protecting us from are the very people that Joe Scarborough and his girlfriend, Micah Brzezinski, want to let in. The drug dealers, the gang leaders, the corrupt leaders, the people who deal in child and human trafficking and other things, prostitution and extortion. Gang warfare, criminals of the highest element. He won't say anything about that. These people are incredible. We, to have a discussion about immigration without having any of that discussion revolve around legal immigration is a moot point. Why do you involve yourself in it? If somebody said, I haven't talked about immigration on TV in a long time, but I will tell you this. The first thing I'd say is you're either for the law or you're against it. There is no such thing as an illegal immigrating. There's legal immigration. Why do we even bother with a legal immigration system if you are going to dismiss it? I mean, let me ask you, put it a different way. Why should I bother to go into a Walmart and pay for my food if you were to condone shoplifting? Oh, Kevin, there's nothing going on. They don't come over. It's not like they've taken something. That's not apples to apples. Sure it is. Because to get here, you start stealing the resources of this country immediately. Even if it's just your family feeding you, family feeding family. Even if you're just doing that, that family could be feeding an American family that it wants to help. You, hospitals, schools, the tax, you know, taxing of the all the systems that are in place, even if it's just more traffic during the day. Things like that. And don't talk to me about crime and all these other issues. And so what do we do with these people in the, that are in line waiting? You tell me what you would say to somebody who's been waiting 3, 4, 5 years. Would you tell them, go do it illegally? Or would you tell them, hold out, we're coming for you too? So what you're then telling them is, we are putting more of a priority on illegals than we're putting on you. Your welfare means nothing, because you're certainly saying it to the citizens. And you've proven it to American citizens. You want to know how? Kate Steinle. You don't care that she was killed. Ask the average leftist, do they give a crap that Kate Steinle died in front of her father, shot by an illegal? They don't care. Let me tell you, if Kate Steinle had been killed by a Tea Party member, let's just do that. If she had been killed by a Tea Party member, she would be enshrined with leftists. The idea of a Tea Party person shooting her, what do you think they'd say? Not only would they blame the guns, they'd blame the nutcase Tea Party member, the guy who was so pro-Second Amendment, and he's killed that lady in cold blood, and there's nothing to be said about it. They are doing everything they can to get that person free, and I can't believe it. If that Tea Party person is a citizen of the United States, because he or she ever attended a Tea Party, did anything closely related to Tea Party, bought Lipton at one point, they would be beside themselves.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We now know nearly 50 Democrats waived background checks for Pakistani IT aides accused of hacking. That includes former D.C. Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz. An inspector general's report finding 44 Democrats chose not to vet Imran Awan and several of his family members by using a loophole in the House security policy. Awan, who worked for Schultz, was arrested for bank fraud waiting for a flight to Pakistan last year.
That's a big story. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What a big story. Wow. Every single one of them, 44 House Democrats who all hired Pakistan-born IT aides who, they say, just got to the goodies, man. I mean, you think Donald Trump talked about grabbing people out of the womp womp. These guys got to the goodies. I mean, everybody in the House is pregnant. You get what I'm saying? Woo! All of them, here I'm reading this, appear to have waived background checks on Imran Awan and his family members, even though the family of server administrations could collectively read all emails and files of 1 in 5 House Democrats, and despite background checks being recommended for such positions, according to an inspector general's report. The House security policy requires officers to fill out a form attesting that they've initiated background checks, but it also includes a loophole allowing them to simply say that another member vouched for them. That's the loophole. Oh, somebody else said they were okay. Okay, no problem. Let's just go back to the very beginning and let's arrest the original person, ground zero, patient zero, and let's put them in prison. And, oh, by the way, let's put all the other 44 in prison because ignorance of it shouldn't be an excuse. That's what would happen if you were military. That's what would happen if you were a civilian and you let somebody have access to classified top secret stuff and you didn't vet them. But we're not going to go through that, are we? No, because we're just, oh, you know, that's the way things are. And when it's run with all the elitists, just let them go. Let them have it. I know you're compassionate conservatives of the George Bush ilk. Hmm? Yeah. Let's just dismiss them. No big deal. Man, I'm so sick of the weak-kneed sissies that we have out there that won't fight for us. You know who I'm talking about? Don't look around unless you got some chrome near you, because we got a lot of people that listen to my show that aren't in the game. You're not in the fight, folks. You need to be in the fight. People are, these leftists are doing things to you that you look at and you go, that's crazy. What are you talking about? That's, I'm homophobic, I'm racist, I'm this, I'm that, or whatever. Yeah. A guy named Isikoff, he likened Donald Trump to the way he was dealing with Amazon to dealing with Russia. They love doing that. We got a clip of a woman who says that maps, cartography, is that what it's called? Cartography or chartography? Cartography, I believe. She says maps are racist. Maps. We have a lady that was talking to Tucker Carlson. Her lady name is Kathy Aru. She says everybody should vote. I'm just telling you. You got crazy folks on the left. Everybody should have mandatory vote. When I say everybody, I'm not talking about just American citizens. I'm saying everybody, including illegals, including people visiting the country, should vote. Now, let's go back to the Pakistanis. We are in the midst of a terror war. Pakistan is not even on our list of friendly countries. We just barely get along. We speak to them on the street, like, what's up? But we don't, like, invite them to the house party. You know what I'm saying? So we have a family of Pakistanis that some people say are tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, and nobody in the Democrats wants to vet them. And what was funny, when they finally fired them, Debbie Wasserman Schultz fought till the bitter end not to get them fired, and then chastised Capitol Hill police because they wouldn't give her back the notebook computer that they were trying to get forensic evidence off of. She says, I'll have your jobs. This is the world we live in now. Unbelievable. Here's a Zero Head said this. As the Russian hacking episode continues to mire the Trump administration in nebulous innuendo and daily claims of collusion, Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller reminds us that House Democrats participated in an actual data breach conducted by Pakistani nationals who were given access to highly sensitive intelligence as part of their duties providing IT support to members of Congress. Let me tell you something else. If you dig into this story, you will find out... I feel like a preacher. You will find out. I love the Lord. You will find out that these Pakistanis were up to no good. Yes. No, you're going to find out that they were involved with, they had money issues overseas. The stuff that, this is a novel in and of itself. I'm not even kidding, folks. Debbie Wasserman Schultz gave these guys the keys to the kingdom. And I swear, I believe that if you really dig into this, you're going to find out that little Debbie was in love with one of these Awan brothers. I don't know what her situation is at home. I just would predict it's probably not that good. After all, it is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But my suspicion is that there's some sex shenanigans going on here, because you don't give people with this that could even remotely be put you in, you know, harm's way from a political point of view, unless it's just a matter of the heart. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, these guys are so tied, and then I don't remember all the stories. I could have done more research for today. I didn't even know we were going to cover this story, just they told me we had a clip. But here's what I will tell you. Debbie Wasserman Schultz knows these guys have some pretty nefarious ties to terrorism. Now, I don't want to be guilt by association because you got a name like Awan or whatever his name is, because it is a Muslim name. They are likely Muslims. I'm pretty sure they are. And we know what that we're fighting the war on terror. But I got to tell you, this one stinks to high heaven. Every one of 44. You couldn't get those 44 people to agree on anything except their hatred of Trump. And they all agreed to not vet the people who were going to control their data. Do you think they're stupid? Do you think that they said, you know what, this whole data thing is overblown? Man, so what, they could read my emails? I ain't saying anything wrong. So what, they could get to my phone records? So what, they could get to my medical records? So what, they could get to everything that could possibly have dirt on me? I don't care. Vet them. They consider them vetted. Debbie Wasserman Schultz vouched for him. That's the way the military, the mafia are. Is he one of us? Yeah, he's one of ours. He's one of ours. These people, I'm telling you, they were paying back debts by letting people into our system, building back doors. There's no telling what is going on in our systems any longer. I'm talking about the nation's computer systems. What are we doing? You know, what is Congress working on? What bills? When you look at crazy legislation, trust and believe, people, there are favors being pulled because people know stuff about other people. If you don't think that the Muslims have their spies in our government and they are extorting almost all of these congressmen and senators in order to get their legislation approved, that is the only answer to the nonsense that we see every single day in this country. I don't know if you guys got to get a chance to watch this show. It's called Billions. I love this show. You know why I love this show? Because in the world of billionaires, I am just a complete novice. But when they talk about political favors and you look at, like, for example, the attorney general or a district federal prosecutor, things like that, how they curry favors. They get somebody, some big politician or some big judge's son out of trouble with cocaine, or he beat his wife or whatever, and favors get owed and they say, it's time for me to cash in my favor. You got it. Nah, nah, nah. And they all do it. When you see that stuff, it pales in comparison. This is no exaggeration. As fascinating as it was for me to watch House of Cards and The Boss with Kelsey Grammer and Billions and see how all this stuff is orchestrated from the top, it pales in comparison to what we are seeing each and every day and what we can discern for ourselves. Uranium One, good example. How are these people that are abjectly, I mean, the worst people on the planet, spiritually, emotionally, you know, et cetera, morally, how do they commit these crimes and get promoted or leave and continue to get their pensions? McCabe is an outlier. The fact that this guy isn't still going to get his money is an outlier. And the only good saving grace on this, folks, think about this. The IG, Horowitz, is the one who outed these clowns.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.